The 25th Annual All-Day Ag Outlook Day was a huge success. We want to thank everyone who attended and thank our participating businesses for their support. Bates Commodities, The Andersons, AgriGold, Wisconsin Plastic Drain and Tile, Horizon, and Strategic Farm Marketing.
Good morning. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580. A quick look at the weather forecast tells us today we have a 20% chance of snowfall. That'll come after 3 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a high of 29 today. East-northeast winds at 10 to 13 miles an hour. They'll gust all the way to 17 miles an hour for the afternoon.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Here's what the numbers look like in Chicago at this hour from the CME Group. Nearby March corn for the day at $4.76 and a quarter, now down a half cent. July at $4.88 and a quarter, unchanged. And December futures, $4.84 and a quarter, down 2 cents for the hour. March bean futures, $14.14, down 4. May down 5.5, or 5.25 rather, at $14.17 and a quarter. And then November beans at $11.76 and a half, or down 4.75. Bean meal at $4.56.30, $2.50 lower. Bean oil down 40 cents at $43.06. Live cattle at $145.37 and a half, are down 25 cents. The feeder's unchanged at $172.90 in the lead March. And lean hogs in the April at $111.95 are up 20 cents at this time. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers this morning from Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County is Jackie Vakes. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd.
And it was a great day at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana yesterday. Thank you so much for participating.
It was an awesome day. In fact, I actually had quite a bit of feedback this morning, Todd, about the meeting and how much they appreciated it. And the fact that it was a really nice presentation, not only showing it from, risk management side on our side, but also from the cash side. And one of my farmers said the thing that he took away from the meeting the most was that not only were people like myself saying you need to get yourself covered, so were the cash guys. The cash grain guys were encouraging farmers to make sure that they covered themselves, got themselves protected, and he was really impressed with that.
Excellent. Well, we will try to get those videos from the day posted to the website. I think they should be pretty close to ready. We may get them up before the weekend. I hope that's the case. And folks can drop by willag.org, willag.org, and we'll make sure that those who weren't able to go can get a chance to view at least some excerpts from the day and what happens over at the All Day Ag Outlook. Doesn't stay at the All Day Ag Outlook. We bring it to the rest of the folks, too.
That's the truth, and it is really it was really an excellent meeting.
It was a really good meeting. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. Thank you so much for coming. Let's talk about what's happening in the marketplace today. And I want to key off of what you just told me, that everybody, for the most part, was on the same page here, that protecting to the downside, the risk management side, was really important. When everybody leans one way, I want to be a contrarian, or at least ask the contrarian questions, which is, if everybody's going one way, isn't it time to turn around and go back up again?
Well, that's absolutely the truth. And I think the bottom line, Todd, when you look at it is, as risk managers, and that's what every producer is a risk manager as well as an end user, you have got to have yourself positioned so that you believe that there's going to be a normal crop. You take advantage of opportunities like this. I meant it yesterday when I said waiting for Russia to attack the Ukraine is not a marketing plan. if you look back just a few weeks ago, things were pretty sad looking, and we now have a tremendous opportunity here that the market has given us. Now, there's more talk coming out this morning that the reaction to the Ukrainian situation is very premature, that the grain, all the grain transport has not been interrupted at all. There's so many things out there. So, you really have to be on top of it. And that's where, if you have the ability to have a full marketing toolbox, in other words, you understand how to use futures and options in addition to cash, you can take advantage of this by using options to cover yourself and still give yourself plenty of opportunity to see if there's more upside in the market by having a floor underneath yourself.
Yeah, so I think most everybody said, look, it appears that we have a pretty decent price for the year that might might even be a price at break even or above that you might be able to make some money on the next year's crop. This would be a place that you might consider if you haven't done anything at this point, at least locking in a profit and leaving the upside open for more. Is that the way?
Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at where the market's trading right now, even though we're down slightly, you're still almost 25 cents above where the crop insurance level is. You know, that's something to be thinking about, too. You know, if they're looking at this and saying, well, I don't know, you know, it's probably going to go higher, you just can't take that type of a chance.
And those folks that are signing up for crop insurance might consider themselves covered, but, of course, there's part of the crop that is unpriced even then.
Well, that's true. And, you know, how many people wouldn't tooth and nail claw to be able to get an extra 20 cents a bushel on old crop right now? You know, so if you can do something to protect yourself even above your crop insurance level, that's what you have to do. You know, when they talk about 461 for a crop insurance, that's on whatever percentage you take. That's not on the bottom line. That's where a person really has to be careful because, you know, if you take 461 and take it times 0.85, that's your real average for your whole crop, you know, and so at this point in time, that you know, I can't get my calculator to work, and I didn't think about it off the top of my head. But it isn't the 461, and I think that's what is a real problem a lot of times is people tend to think that that's what they're getting for the whole crop because it's easy for us to look at it that way, but that's not the reality. It's only 391 and about 0.75 cents for the whole crop. So there's definite reasons to cover the extra 15%. And then when you have opportunity like this to be above where it is, if you can do it reasonably, you know, protect that too.
Indeed, you are protecting that as time goes by here this week. And then on Monday, we'll be looking forward to another event. We didn't talk very much about this at the all day yesterday, but the WASDE report for the month of March is due out soon.
Yes, going to be out at 11 o'clock on Monday morning. You know, the average guesses actually show the carryout for corn going up slightly, the carryout for beans dropping, and the carryout for wheat going up just slightly. So not a whole lot of guessing going on that it's going to be a huge change in the report. But I think what most of us are going to be looking at is what is USDA doing, you know, with the export sales on corn for certain, and just trying to get some direction from them as to what they feel. You know, one of the things that they talked about at the Ag Forum was the fact that we're going to have a lot more competition from Argentina this year if Argentina gets their economy straightened out. Well, even if they don't get their economy straightened out, if farmers get desperate for money, we know what it's like here in the U.S. Grain comes to town. In fact, we're hearing that they're actually using bags of beans to be able to buy things down there and bags of corn. And so, you know, this is a situation where you have to really make sure that you know your break even and that you've got yourself in a good position. Don't want to burn all the equity we've gained in the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for your participation yesterday, for being on our programs every day, and I'll talk with you again this afternoon during the closing market report.
You bet, Todd. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's Jackie Vakes. She is with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Recapping very quickly, the numbers in Chicago from the CME Group. Wheat futures are trading the nearby contract down 0.25 cents. The soft red down 5.75. March corn up 1 cent. December futures are down 2. March beans are down 5.75. And November's are off 6.5 cents. Bean meal down 3.80. Bean oil down 41. Live cattle futures 42.5 cents lower. Feeders are down 40 cents. Lean hogs are up 20 cents. The outside markets are trading gasoline at $2.96.09. That's down 1.5 cents. And the RBOB crude oil at $102.04 a barrel is down 1.30. Ethanol at 227.09. That's just about 0.1 cents lower for the day. Natural gas at $4.63.5 is down 3.25. And the diesel fuel trading at $3.04 is down 3.6 cents. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. Find our radio stations and television stations at will.illinois.edu. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.